media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
What's up, Rob?
I'm well today.
I heard your sigh, man. God, what the hell to say this time?
Certainly a tough Saturday for your team in Williamsburg. A 55-19 loss, got off to a tough start in that one. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Just what you said. I mean, you know, we come out and I I told the kids, I said, you know, William Mary's surging. I think that they're getting better and better. They create a lot of problems with their offensive scheme in terms of how they move stuff around and their ability to run the ball. I think they've got some good players and playing with some belief. You know, and they drove it down, got seven on us, but we had a chance to do what I anticipated. I said, you know, we needed to, you know, don't know if we could stop the run. We haven't been very good at that all year. I wanted to manage that component of it, you know, and be able to answer scores. And we drove it right back down the field, and we got, I think, to the 10-12-yard line. We put it down on the ground. And then, you know, there was, you know, some, you know, then when the turnover bug hits you, you get down 21-0. You know, I mean, we were still, you know, reasonably in the football game with a couple plays here and there, which we knew we were able to manufacture. You know, Isaiah stepped up big for us, had three touchdown passes caught, and, you know, we played both quarterbacks. And, you know, aside from turnovers offensively, you know, there were some good things going on out there. You know, but defensively, we just couldn't get it together enough, and it really wasn't, you know, too much other than just guys not getting in their gaps. So we got to find a way to make that easier or do that a little bit more effectively. And, you know, that was a game that, you know, was going to be a barn burner, as they always are in the CAA, and we did not play close to well enough. I think, you know, our coverage teams on special teams did a reasonable job. I thought our return, you know, game was a little stymied. I don't think we blocked very well up front on a couple of those things, although Amir did get out for a big 41-yard punt return, which was a huge component. But unfortunately, you know, in this game, you got to be able to find ways to capitalize on positive momentum swings, and we were unable to take advantage of that positive field position after a big return. So, you know, it's try to get lined up for the main Black Bears. That's where we're going.
How tough, you touched on, you guys were able to do some good things, but then the four first-half turnovers, as you said, leads to 21 points. How tough, especially on the road, is that to overcome and try to regain some momentum to get back in the game?
But, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, we had a good attitude going in at halftime. We drove it down and had a, you know, reasonable shot at the end of the half to try to pop one in, but, you know, didn't get there. But, you know, our attitude was understanding, hey, we turned it over. You know, we did some atrocious things. We gave up big plays. So if we were able to go ahead and get ourselves back on point, I think that, you know, you got a chance to climb back in it. And I really did think, you know, even though the score was lopsided as heck, I thought that, you know, if we got to shoot, it all runs together, probably third quarter. You know, or maybe fourth, had a chance to get down. We were on the 6-yard line, had about four shots to punch it in there. I thought if we could have done that, then it might have gotten a little bit interesting towards the end of the game. But obviously, we're unable to do that and took a pretty good beating.
Got a media question, Key, if you'll get that for us, Alexander.
We have your question from Larry Mahoney from Bangor Daily News. Your line's open.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Get the long johns out. 28 on Saturday. That's the high.
That's roadie weather, baby.
Coach, first four, you legitimately could be 4-2 in the conference. Your first four games, you lost by a total of 22 points. Last 2 weeks, not so close. What's been the difference in lately? And just thoughts on playing up here this coming Saturday. Thanks.
The difference is turnovers. You know, yep. We managed the ball very well in the first part of the season, you know, and unfortunately, you know, those, you know, you don't look back very much because you're always looking to the next week, but, you know, close losses have a way to wear on you a little bit, and I think that certainly has an emotional impact on you. But when you're talking about X's and O's and how you win and lose football games, it's been turnovers that have made the difference in, you know, the really since the second half of the Albany game, and we got to get it corrected. In terms of going up to Maine, you know, it's very similar. It's a long story, but you know, I always think when you get on the bus to go to Maine, you're 14 points down. You know, it's a tough place to play, no matter how you cut it. You know, we've had some really good games with Maine, but unable to be able to come out on the right side of it. Last year, obviously, it was a barn burner. They found a way to get back and kick a game-winning field goal. Remember 2 years ago up there, we had a really good football game going on first half and gave up a punt return right before the end of the half, and we couldn't recover from that in the second half, and they had their way. You know, shoot, all the way back to 2014, had those guys on the ropes and couldn't get a 4th-and-16 down, you know. So, I mean, there are things out there. We're going to have to play extremely well. I see, you know, Maine surging as well. You know, they've got 3 in a row. They're playing well. There's Fagnano is a good player that's really playing. You know, there's some dudes out there that, you know, we're very concerned with, and we're going to have to play a really good game and play a complete game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, you touched on the fact that you played both quarterbacks, started Darius Ferrantes in 12 of 21, 188 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Just maybe talk about the reason to give him the start and how you felt like he performed.
Well, the start was, you know, it's just, I mean, we have things that we do that, you know, if a guy's late for a meeting, something like that right now, and you're a starter, you lose that opportunity to start, and nothing egregious there. It's just pretty simple. I mean, the guys do it, and, you know, we practice at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're in the training room at 5:45, and, you know, 6:45 in the morning comes, we're in team meeting, so, you know, there's our occasions when guys just, you know, hit the snooze or, you know, get a little late for a meeting. So, you know, that was really just a matter-of-fact thing that we knew going into the game that's the way it was. It wasn't a choice of starting one over the other. Playing both guys, though, has been interesting. We really, you know, we're excited about Darius. We think he's a good player. We think Vito's a good player. And, you know, with this redshirt rule, when you got a chance to be able to experience, you know, what these kids can do, they've earned some opportunity to play. So we fed some snaps to Darius, and, you know, he's done a nice job and, you know, threw some nice balls, and he'll get nothing but better. So we've got a healthy quarterback situation that we're just going to have to manage the next two football games and then into next year.
Did he give you some different options as with a little different skill set maybe than Vito?
Well, I think his skill set is he's got a little bit more in terms of the ability to extend plays, although Vito surprises you with his ability to do that as well, you know. But, you know, there are certain things we can do that we will do with Darius that we probably wouldn't try to do with Vito. But, you know, they both, you know, sling the rock extremely well. They both have, you know, good control of the offensive scheme, and they've got people they can deliver the ball to that will go up and make some plays for them. But so they both had their moments on Saturday, and we're hoping to get the best out of both of them as we go forward.
You touched on it earlier in your comments, but not necessarily lost, but certainly a big day for Isaiah Coulter. 8 catches, 153 yards, 3 touchdowns. Maybe just talk about the day that he was able to have for you.
You know, he does that so quietly all the time, you know. But, you know, there was a couple guys on the field on Saturday that were, you know, did stuff that you're very proud of. I mean, you know, Isaiah, you know, he took a little quick, you know, inside cut and took it about 35 yards, weaving in and out of people, you know, because, you know, what's most important to that kid is winning football games. You know, he's not worried about his numbers. He's not worried about his touches. You know, he just wants to be able to contribute to a victory. And, you know, obviously he's got a skill set that can get himself open. He ran a really beautiful sluggo route that came open, and we were able to deliver a touchdown there. And then we had a play-action pass, deep crosser, that we'd hit during the course of the week. And yeah, I think Darius popped that one on him. So he's a really talented player, and you know, he continues to step up when needed. The other guy, you know, that was worth mentioning is just, you know, with desire and effort and playmaking ability is that number 11, Amir Dorsey, you know, came out and made some significant plays that were, you know, impactful, but not enough to be able to flip the tail of the game. But fights to the very end is very, very impressive.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob, appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Bye.